Whatever, just start it. Fuck the missions.
Yeah, it already started 5 seconds ago.
What?
What?
Fortunately, it's recording this time, unlike last time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You still have the audio of me on Left 4 Dead?
No.
You deleted it?
No. I saved it on my hard drive.
Sweet.
But I'll save that for a rainy day. Alright. Alright, let's get this thing started. You want to do the opening?
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
I
still got a headache.
Aw, poor thing. So, this is the Random Untitled Podcast with your host, as always, Fatman, and my co-host,
Ellie.
No, you're the co-host. Wait, your turn.
Got it.
Leechman?
Uh-huh, you're the co-host.
Fuck you!
And the co-host.
No, I'm the co-host.
As I said, and the co-host,
Ellie.
And our guest, Brad.
Hello.
And, alright. Take it away, Steve.
Alrighty. So this is Brad. He's a dude. He goes to school with me. Anything you want to say about yourself, Brad?
Nothing much to say, really. I'm a gamer. I love games, and I love Kevin Smith movies.
Fucking A.
Cool story, bro.
Sugoi Monogatari, Aniki.
What?
What?
Sugoi Monogatari, Aniki.
Did someone say weeaboo? Because I'm pretty sure someone said weeaboo.
Oh my god, that's super kawaii.
Desu!
Ohio! Such a kawaii morning.
Amazing. I got. Alright, so let's just get the usual shit out of the way first. So, current games you guys are playing. Let's start with Fatty.
Well, I got re-addicted to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I forgot how much ass I kicked in it. But besides that, Serious Sam HD is always fun to play. It's, because I'm a big fan of the first Serious Sam and the Serious Sam series. It's very underrated. And it's a lot of fun. You just go around shooting crazy-ass enemies. And I beat Assassin's Creed 2. I'm almost 100% with all the achievements, but I'm too lazy. And, and yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, with Assassin's Creed, my problem with it is the same as the first one. There's no reason to replay it, honestly.
No.
It's like, fuck it, it's the same shit.
But did they get rid of that repetition problem, though? Because that was, like, turning a lot of people off for, like, the first game.
No, I think they did a good job. I was never really bored of it, you know? All the missions, like, the main quest missions are pretty interesting. The one repetition is when you see Leonardo da Vinci to get your codex pages translated. Just the cutscene always pissed me off because I saw it a million times. But other than that, it was pretty good. I was never really bored of it. I had a lot of fun. I mean, it was great, don't get me wrong. And it's very long. I beat it in 3 days, but I spent like 10 to 12 hours a day just playing it like a fucking asshole. So yeah. And what else? I think that's it. Current game wise. Leechman got me Left 4 Dead 2 for Christmas. That was cool.
Yep.
Thanks.
Nope. Asshole. What?
And yeah.
Are there any games you're picking up this month?
BioShock 2, if I can. I'm fucking broke out the ass. But other than that, not really. I'm just trying to take it easy on games. It's really fucking me over with work.
Yeah, this week's been like a pretty big week for games. Let's see, we got Mag, we got Mass Effect 2, we got BioShock coming out 2, we got Tatsunoko versus Capcom, which me and Amy were playing a bit earlier. And is there anything else coming out this month?
On the PS3, there's White Knight Chronicles. That's coming out in like a week.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that was supposed to be pretty good.
I hope it is.
Which game?
White Knight Chronicles.
White Man Chronicles?
White Knight.
Oh. White Man Chronicles would be funny. Just go to the office. Get beat up on by your boss.
Game of the year right there.
Young nigger at a homeless person gets stabbed in the face.
Fun. Game over, man. Game over.
Yeah.
All right.
White Man Chronicles. I want to buy that.
All right, Brian, how about you? What games are you playing right now?
Well, today I got my copy of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, and I've been playing that pretty much all day. And I've got Mag sitting in my PS3, which I've been playing a couple days, and I'm very happy with.
All right.
That's pretty much all I'm playing right now. I'm getting White Knight Chronicles when it comes out in about a week or so. So I'll have that to play pretty much all throughout February.
All right, cool. Can you talk a bit about Magda? Because, like, none of us have talked about it, but I was pretty interested in it because, you know, it's got, like, 256 people in, like, one game, and that's pretty crazy. So, like, can you talk about it a bit?
Well, Mag is a great game, in my opinion. I've never have been really much of a shooter person, but Mag, for some reason, I just love it. A lot of people don't really like it because of the whole depending on your team thing. Most people just like just a run and gun, which you can't really do in Mag. You'll get your ass kicked that way.
Poop.
And the matches are just astonishing. There's no lag whatsoever. I have never encountered lag in this game, even in the 256-player matches.
Wow.
Which is amazing because the maps in those matches are huge and shit's going down all the time. Like, I'm surprised. There's pretty much never a time where bombs aren't dropping somewhere.
It'd be funny if, like, you just play with, like, 16 people on the biggest map, and you just have one team, and you're just strolling around this big forest, and some asshole's like, hey, what's that? Boom! And just some guy just throws a Molotov at you. But I don't know. Is there other Molotovs?
There's grenades, but no real Molotovs.
No love for the Molotovs.
No love for the Molotovs.
Whatever.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Okay.
Cool, I mean, I don't know. I was going to reserve it, but then I was like, I don't know. And plus, I think I'm going to sell my PS3. It's fucking useless. You know what I do with my PS3?
It has no games, okay?
You know what I... Well, no games worth playing exclusive, except maybe for Mag and Metal Gear Solid. But you know what I do with my PS3 now? I just rent episodes of House like an asshole. That's all I do. Just rent episodes of House. So anyway, yeah. I'm done.
Alright.
Continue.
So is there anything else you're picking up this month? Wait, did I ask you that already, Brad? I got you.
Other than White Knight Chronicles, nothing else.
Alright then.
Yeah.
Alright. Amy, how about you? Do you pick up anything recently? Or like, thanks?
Modern Warfare 2, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and No More Heroes 1 and 2.
Oh, snap. Can you talk a bit about No More Heroes? Because we haven't really talked about that on podcast.
Nope, because I'm not far in the game.
All right. Well, all
I know is that you're an assassin named Travis Touchdown, and you're killing guys because you want to be number one. It's true.
Yo, nigga, my name is Travis Touchdown, and I'm killing motherfuckers to be number one. What a dumbass story. All right, I like it, though. That's cool. I can dig it. I'm sorry. I couldn't hold that back.
All right, and the controls, are they frustrating, or, like, are they, do they
no,
work?
It's pretty good.
All right, sweet. And I'm presuming you're playing through the first one, then you're going to move on to the second one?
Yep.
All right, sweet. And also, let's see. Are you picking up anything this month?
As in, like, February?
Yeah.
Yes, actually. I'm picking up Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing with Banjo-Kazooie.
What?
Don't laugh, motherfucker. I will kick your ass.
Wait, what are you picking up? Banjo-Kazooie?
Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing with Banjo-Kazooie. That's the full title. I'm not shitting you.
Wait, so it's Sega, it's Sonic, and then you have a
Sonic
fucking bear?
Sonic and Sega All-Stars, because Sonic is not a Sega All-Star.
So, okay. What other All-Stars does Sega have?
There's like a shitload of them, you know, other Sonic characters. Then you have the Jet Set Radio series. I'm trying to think of more. Alex Kidd. A lot of classics like...
Is Knights in there?
Knights is probably going to be DLC because Knights is like the race like thingamajiggy like in Mario Kart.
Oh, he's like a ref?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
But that kind of sucks.
If I can just pull up a full list. I know that there's a House of Dead character.
Oh, sweet.
Ryu Hazuki is in it from Shenmue.
He can't drive.
He drives a fucking motorcycle and a forklift.
He drives a forklift?
He does.
What a fucking asshole. A motorcycle and a forklift.
Yeah,
a forklift. What the fuck? All right. And what, in the game?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not even shitting
I thought
you.
Maybe, like, in anime, he drove a forklift once. But, okay.
Anime? What?
Yeah, the man, the Street Fighter animes.
What?
Okay, I'll be quiet, I guess.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Wait.
Ryu Hazuki is not from Street Fighter.
It's not that Ryu, oh. Fatty.
Oh. Wait. Who the fuck is he?
Okay.
Someone send me a picture ASAP.
I'm getting it.
So I can feel like a giant asshole for laughing. Because I thought it was that Ryu. And I was like, what the fuck
it's
is he doing
in
a let's see this guy.
What, the Ryu from Street Fighter, like, doesn't have a last name.
Can you imagine him in a forklift?
He drives a forklift in the game, and here we go. Here's actually a picture of him in a forklift.
Yeah, yeah, what the fuck? What a dummy. I remember that. I remember that, Ryu. I played that game once. Yeah, what a fucking... That's stupid. It would be so much better
stupid.
If it was Ryu, like, from the fighting game. But then I realized it's not Sega.
It's not Sega All-Star, but neither is Banjo-Kazooie.
They need to make a Street Fighter...
There are cameos for the 360 version only.
No, they need a Street Fighter racing game.
What the fuck?
They made a Mortal Kombat one.
No, and then you
they
can
made a Mortal Kombat racing game.
Super Street Fighter.
It was a mini game, but
Turbo Racing Edition.
Yeah, we used to like fire like fucking Hadoukens and
all
like,
over his like car.
Solism is just fucking Wait, launching fireballs. Rufus is just driving a big truck and being a fat ass. Be awesome. Guile is just Sonic booming.
Riding a donkey or something.
Yeah, right. Guile is like Gandhi. He's just chilling. He's just floating. He just floats around. He just teleports his way to the map. Fucking asshole. Alright. Whatever. Let's move on.
Alright.
I embarrassed myself.
Good job, Fanny.
Yeah.
All right, and recently I just beat Bioshock because I was hoping to get Bioshock 2, but I ended up wasting my money on,
getting Bioshock 2?
Not till it drops at least in price.
You're a fucking idiot. What are you getting? What did you get?
I'm saving up for a DS. Because I'd rather get Pokemon than Bioshock 2.
I'm about to need... Facepalm insurance.
But
it's Pokemon Heart Gold.
Who cares?
I care, man. That's my favorite game. In like,
I'm not get. I wouldn't get a DS.
I'm gonna have to agree with them. I care. I mean, it's Pokemon.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Pokemon, but if it's not red or blue, suck my dick. I don't care.
But don't you know, man? Red and blue was basically the beta. Like,
it doesn't matter. Because I can't stand all these new Pokemon. It's just like, there's just too much. Get over it.
There's going to be any new Pokemon in the next game.
It's like, no, it's not even that. It's just like, I don't need 12 islands. I don't need to plant fucking berries. I don't need just all this dumb shit breeding Pokemon. Get the fuck out of here. They don't have sexual organs. How the fuck do you tell what's a male or female?
Okay, well, right there, like, my internet connection dropped. Well, might have been mine. I don't know. But yeah. So Fat Man was trying to go on a rant, but then it got kaput. And then I explained to him how Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver is a remake of Gold and Silver. So that cleared up some confusion, and Fatty lost his rant. So I apologize for that, but. Here's the podcast continuing.
Yes, I mean, whatever. You know, my rent kind of died. But, yeah, whatever. The new Pokemon suck ass. End of discussion. The last good Pokemon was Gold. I didn't realize that this game they were talking about was actually a remake of Gold, which is pretty much says how fucking retarded I am. And
yeah.
Make a fool of myself every day. But
I said it was Heart Gold and Soul Silver. And you're like, oh, fuck that shit. But I'm like, what? Gen 2.
Shush! Shut. Anyway, so
no.
I came to the conclusion that I now need a DS, and I will not be getting Bioshock 2 most likely.
Fuck yeah.
No, actually, no, I have to get Bioshock 2, because it comes, I got the super duper edition that has like the vinyl and shit, and it's all pretty.
Oh yeah, it comes to the soundtrack, right?
Young Money, yes it does.
Alright, that is quite cash, but that means you're going to have to get some extra money, son.
It comes with the CDs and the vinyl. How OD is that?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm talking. I have to buy a digital turntable. Rock that shit.
Alright. Well, anyways, what I was hoping to do a bit was talk about Tatsunoko versus Capcom. Fatty, I know you haven't played it yet, but Brad, you played it a bit. And
yeah, don't worry. I'll just masturbate by myself.
Alright, that's fine.
Sounds like a plan.
Alright, yeah. So Tatsunoko versus Capcom released, let's see, was that this Tuesday? Or Thursday, I don't remember. The 26th, and it's supposed to be, you know, the sequel or, like, next game in the Versus Capcom series. Oh. No! Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, it just got quiet there. I got scared.
Well, you're just letting you talk.
All right.
I muted my microphone.
Before I say some stuff about the game.
All right. Sorry. It just got too quiet, so I was like, oh, God. But, yeah. And, I don't know. Which one of you two want to talk about Tatsunoko a bit? Because I really can't really describe what they are.
Ladies first.
I do. Yoderman is the best character in the game.
Okay.
Both of them are, okay.
Alright. I guess, Brad, yeah, I guess you could talk about what Tatsunoko is.
Well, I don't really know much. It's the next fighting game in the Versus series, like you said. It's Capcom characters versus old-school Tatsunoko anime people. Most of them I had never heard about ever. Actually, pretty much all of them I had never heard about ever until this game. But it's still a great fighting game. I'm surprised at how amazing it is.
Alright, so have you played the American version yet, or you just played the import?
I've only played the import so far.
Alright. So you haven't played any, like, the new, like, exclusive characters, right?
Unfortunately not. I can't wait to play as Zero.
yeah, I could talk about him a bit. Alright, let's see what else. Do you have any mains?
My biggest mains were Tekmen Blade and I think it's, like, Raven, the weird, like, cyber ninja-looking guy.
Oh, Karas or something like that.
Yeah, Karas, that's right. Karas, Karas, whatever. Those two are my big mains.
No. It's Karas.
Car ass. Okay, it's car ass.
No, he's just saying that.
I know. I'm indulging him.
Alright. How about you, Amy?
My main?
Yeah.
Fucking Yoderman 1 and Morrigan so far. But I think I'm going to do Yoderman 1 and Yoderman 2.
Alright. I guess mine right now, I'm still trying to figure out my mains, but I know one of them is Frank West because, you know, he covered Wars, you know.
He did cover Wars.
Yeah. And I'm still playing around with my second main. Maybe Batsu or Saki, one of those two. I like using them. Saki's basically a new Cable. And Frank West, well, He's new Jill Valentine because he can summon zombies and stuff. In shopping carts, which is awesome. And so, guys, what makes you like love this game so much? Or like, is it great? Or like, why do you love it?
Yatterman makes me love it.
It's got to be the finishers for me. Some of them are so, like, out of this world amazing. Like Tekmen Blades, where you just ride the giant robot and Falcon punches the guys in the face. Fucking love it.
Yeah, for me, it's basically just a new fighter. I loved Marvel vs. Capcom. I think I still like Marvel vs. Capcom more than this one, just because it has so much characters. So, like, you can have, like, so many, like, team combinations, even though, you know, there's a tier list and stuff, whatever, but still, if you don't play against, like, seriously, like, you know, just against friends and stuff, it's a really fun game. So if you haven't picked that up already, go pick that up. Let's see. Amy and Brad, you want to give it a rating, like, out of 5?
I would give it, I don't know, I would probably give it about a somewhere between a 4.5 and a 5.
4.5 and 5. Amy?
4.75 out of 5. There's some things that they could have done to balance the characters, but it's good.
Alright. For me, as of right now, I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5, but if the game sells well, they might add DLC, which includes Phoenix Wright, and that would be awesome. But until then, I'm just going to give it a 4 out of 5. But great fighting game. Even if it's on a Wii, it's still fun, and you should definitely pick it up. All right. And now our podcast is going to go a bit assorted-ish and stuff, because normally we just talk about the same things often on podcasts, but now at times I got a fucking list because I'm chill and stuff. All right, so our first thing is Pirates and Ninjas. What's your preference? All right, let's go with Fatty first. Fatty?
God damn it. Well, personally, I'm a very big pirate fan, so I'll have to go with Pirates on this one. Fuck right. Ninjas.
Fred?
Fucking Naruto-loving fucks.
I'm going to have to follow Fatty on this one. As a pirate myself, I am going to have to side with the pirates.
No, sir. You're not really a pirate. Shut up.
I'm a pirate. Shut the fuck up.
What are you, pirate?
Pretty much everything.
Oh, really?
Music, movies, games.
Well, when you rob another ship, you call me.
Amy, how about
Pirates in Nigeria, they don't fuck around.
I would have to go with Pirates on this one, because ever since I played Skies of Arcadia, they're like, yeah, we're pirates, we steal shit, and we don't give a fuck, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
All right.
Fuck pirate cards.
And for me, it'd be Pirates too, because, I don't know.
Stop following the crowd.
No!
Be an individual, man.
Pirates. Just because they're awesome. Alright, and now let's change up the scenario a bit. If there was an all-out war between pirates and ninjas, who would win? Let's go in reverse order this time. Amy, who would win?
Well, it depends. I mean, what do we have here? Are these, like, ninjas
300
that are,
ninjas,
like, invincible? Like in Naruto or something?
No. Traditional ninjas. Yeah. Real ninjas. Not Naruto ninjas, real ninjas. And real pirates, so they'd be, you know, they would have, like...
They're not like, Pirates of the Caribbean fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Do the pirates have cannons?
Of course they do, they're pirates.
Yeah. But let's say they're fighting on land.
Okay, listen.
Okay, what are they fighting on?
Land.
Fighting on land, then the pirates are going to lose, because ninjas are going to stop.
You don't understand. This is an all-out war. Therefore, there's no real sneakiness involved, unless, I mean, somehow the ninjas fucking go around them. But even then,
this is
the
like
pirates...
catch you harder mode with running up to people and slashing them.
Okay.
Yeah, then the pirates might have a chance then.
No, because, again, you have to acknowledge that pirates do have cannons.
They also have weaponry, too, so they have
guns.
You
know what? Why don't you shut the fuck up?
So pirates have guns. That's a big thing. And, yeah, they also have swords, but you have to understand, katanas are only really good when you're fighting other katanas or people. Like, the pirate swords, I think, were made, like, way... Because it's different eras, too. I mean, you know, ninjas are more old school than pirates. So pirates, I mean, even though their swords aren't, like, oh, my God, crafted by some old fuck in a little village, it's still, like... They will still, like, break through the katana. Like, you can literally break a katana pretty easily if you don't, you know, block right, whatever. So I think, I mean, I have to give the advantage to the pirates just because they have cannons. Like, what the fuck? Have you ever seen The Patriot? Like, cannons fucking removing people's legs and shit. Come on. Come on. And they also do have long-range weaponry. I mean, ninjas have bows and arrows, which are very effective, but... Still, I don't know. I'd give it to the pirates, but I don't have, you know, I'm not there. I can't make it happen.
You know what I wonder? How did you end up talking? Because I said we're going in reverse order.
And
stole
no,
my
you,
turn.
We're going in reverse order. And he said, so fatty. And I was like, fuck. And I don't know, I just started speaking, and then you tried to speak. And I said, shut the fuck up when I'm speaking. So... And you did, so I just kept talking.
Damn it, Fatty. All right, so wait, Amy, so what's your verdict?
Well, it all depends, but I would have to give it to the pirates if they're on land and fighting, you know, head on.
All right. Brad?
I don't know. It really depends. I think the pirates would have an advantage if it's long range because the cannons and the guns and all that fun stuff, but... Close quarters combat, I would have to say ninjas would be able to beat them.
Yeah, because they have, like, you know, techniques and stuff, and they actually practice with their weaponry.
Exactly. So if the pirates can keep them at a long distance, they'll kick ass. But as soon as those ninjas get close, I'm sorry, the pirates are dead.
All right.
Yeah, but you have to understand, pirates are crafty motherfuckers. You know, they avoid motherfucking British. Come on.
And plus, they're
pirates
cheap,
have,
too.
Pirates, they're cheap, and pirates have no honor, like ninjas. And also, yeah, pirates, like, their weaponry depends, but a lot of them carry small little bombs. So they'd be like, fuck you, and throw little grenades at people.
Sure.
So, yeah, I don't know. But then again, you have to also admit, ninjas have smoke bombs, which could be like, hello, well, smokies, and then they just throw shit at people. I don't know.
All right, I think I just came up with something. Okay.
Come up with something.
All right, let's say... The pirates just stole this treasure, and let's say they happened to be nearby Japan, and they stole treasure.
They stole ninja treasure.
Yes. It's one pirate ship, and there is, let's
see. How do you steal ninja treasure?
They just did.
No. First of all, ninjas are hidden. So how do they find hidden treasure?
Okay, they were grave robbing. They were grave robbing.
That's a dumb story, Steve.
They were grave robbing, and let's say they were sailing away. And
grave
ninjas,
robbing?
Yes. And let's say there was a group about, let's say, 10 ninjas that sneak on a ship. Would the pirates be able to fend them off, or would the ninjas be able to recover the treasure?
Well, listen, if they snuck on the ship, then the pirates are fucked. Because pirates will probably be drunk or in some way retarded. And the ninjas already snuck on the ship. They're hidden. They just have to wait. They're going to do some Sam Fisher shit. They're gonna kill motherfuckers, so... If they're sneaky about it, then yeah, the pirates are fucked.
Yeah, but where is the treasure located on the ship? I mean, is there someone guarding it or
what grave did they steal? Who died?
This is hypothetical, dude. I'm just thinking like right on the spot. I didn't plan this out.
Hypothetical.
It's like
you should have planned this out then.
I don't know. I just came up with this like scenario just now.
How the fuck? In what universe? Do ninjas ever just fuck with pirates just for the hell of it? Or the pirates even fuck with ninjas?
I don't know. I'm just saying. This is a what-if question. Whatever. All right. Let's just move on.
Oh, and the one-on-one.
The one-on-one, yes. Who would win?
Ninjas win. I'm sorry. Pirates are missing legs. They're missing eyes. Black Scottish Cyclops. Whatever. You're done.
All right, Brad?
Ninjas are just warriors, son.
Ninjas. Ninjas would win 1-on-1.
All right, Amy?
I believe I already voted.
What did you say?
1-on-1. I voted Pirates.
All right, then Pirate it is. Why?
Because Pirates.
Whatever.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. And I would say, yeah, I guess they go with ninjas because, you know, they're crafty motherfuckers. I don't want to be rooting for Pirates. All right, next on the agenda. Zombie escape plan. So let's just say, all of a sudden, right now, there's a zombie outbreak. What do you do?
This is something I plan for every day of my life.
All right. And also, we're going to have to answer twice. The first time is going to be like a fantasy scenario. So you could say like, oh, I have like machine gun or whatever. And then the second time would be like realistically, what do you do?
All right. I'm not going to start.
All right. So let's start with Brad. Let you go first.
All right. Well, if there's a zombie apocalypse, I'm going to be stuck in a mall because there's just all sorts of shit. Because I learned from Dead Rising that there's a lot of shit you can do in the mall to fend off zombies. Realistically, though, my zombie plan, I believe it's, I'm going to hop in my friend's truck. We're going to drive around. We're gonna pretty much go, what's his face? From Zombieland.
Tallahassee.
Hop in the truck, just go and beat the shit out of every zombie we can find.
Nice. All right. Amy, how about you?
Let's see. Which one are we going to do first, the fantasy or the realistic?
Fantasy. Oh, you can pick one fantasy partner you want, too, so it could be anyone.
I pick Jesus, just saying.
He's already a zombie.
I pick Yatterman.
You can pick Yatterman if you want.
Okay, so Yatterman, I will hop on fucking Yatterwan, and we would fly to the moon at the end.
It's pretty easy.
All right. And what kind of music would he have playing in the background? Just saying. Let's say this was a zombie movie.
Death metal. Could have, like, death talk and shit in there.
Death talk is not death metal.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
All right.
Ellie, what music would you be listening to?
I have no idea. Probably some J-pop or something. Really unfitting.
Okay. So should I talk or do you want to talk?
Let's see. Me? Okay. Fantasy partner? Ash, because, hell, you know, it's Ash. You know what the fuck to do.
What, with Pokemon?
No! Oh, no, that'd be cool, too. Oh, no, that would be shit, too, because that'd
Bulbasaur, be... Bulbasaur, Razor Leaf doesn't do shit. It's a fucking leaf.
You could have used Charizard, you motherfucker.
Bulbasaur, what a useless fucking... Okay, I'm done.
Eddie.
I just derail everything.
No, that would suck because if Ash was here, that means there's zombie Pokemon. That means everyone's fucked.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Sorry, you're double fucked.
Use Thunder. I just smell rotting flesh. You suck. Charizard, use Flamethrower. Motherfucker's on fire. It's doing nothing.
The fire, it does nothing.
All you need to do is just go Geodude. Roll out, and then just play Ludacris's Roll Out song, and just roll around zombies.
Roll out?
That's what's up. Roll out, and it's just fucking running over zombies. Alright, I'm done.
Either that or don't, fan.
I just derailed your whole fantasy situation, but keep going, you have Ash.
Whatever, I got Ash from Evil Dead / Army of Darkness. I'd, of course, have Dragon Force playing in the background, because it's the hardest metal known to man. And what I'd be doing is, hell, I don't know. Fuck. Finding survivors and shit, I guess. Food, whatever. Scavenge mode.
That's not very fantasy.
Whatever. Alright, and Fatty, what do you do?
All right. So me, well, I guess because this is fantasy, I want like to have like the Left 4 Dead survivor powers, which is zombies don't bite you, they just hit you, so you never get infected. And then my teammate would be
Bills.
My teammate
Bills. Bills.
What?
Himalayan.
Bills.
Shut the fuck up.
Bills,
my team.
Bills,
my teammate.
Yeah.
My teammate would be. Shit, I don't know. There's a lot of good, like, there's a lot of good candidates for my teammate. I think I'm just gonna have to go with the Heavy from Team Fortress. No, he sucks. I want a sentry gun. I got a sentry gun as a teammate.
Why didn't you say Angie?
No, I just want a sentry gun. Shut up. This is my fantasy.
But how are you supposed to move it?
Shut the fuck up, Steve. All right, and then my theme song is Running in the 90s.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna get a fucking Mack truck with the sentry on top of it. I'm gonna drive to Louisiana and I'm gonna kill Alice because all he does is troll me when I'm trying to kill zombies. Fuck you, Steve. I can't play with you.
Okay. Let's say I was your partner for.
No. No.
What would you do?
Everything will go wrong. I'll just be running around and I'll be like, "Hey, where are you?" And you're all the way over there. And it's like, "Hey, guess what? A smoker gets you." Fuck you, Steve. I'm leaving you behind. Or it's like, "Hey, Steve, what are you doing?" And he's just shooting me for no reason. Or it's like, "Hey, Steve, there's a tank in front of me." And you're like, "All right," and you walk away. Fuck you. So yeah, whatever. Fuck you. You're not. You're my partner. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Hey, Fatty, want some cola?
Sure.
No.
It's very inside. Steve recorded the whole rage I was going through as I was playing Left 4 Dead with him. So I don't know. Maybe he can put that up eventually.
No, never. That was horrible.
It was horrible because we were trying to do a podcast, and I was just fucking going out of my mind.
That was fun.
Completely out of my mind. All right, let's do a realistic situation.
Okay, realistic. What would he do? Let's say right now, newscast, zombie outbreak. What do you do?
All right, I'll start because I went last.
Okay.
Pretty much, first thing I do, I secure weaponry, which is pretty much any melee weapon that has a decent reach and can smash or bludgeon or cut.
Do you know anything in your house that actually has anything like that?
There's a baseball bat. It's actually pretty decent. Then I go to my neighbor's house and I steal his fucking motorcycle because I don't give a shit. And I go as far upstate as possible. Acquire weaponry at a gun store because they have those upstate. And just chill. Literally, I find like a cabin or something. You know, I get crafty. I just wait it out. Or what I'll do is I'll go up to Canada where it's literally like way below freezing. Because then zombies are frozen forever. And I'll have to deal with it. And I just chill.
All right.
And I acquire a bitch. Just because.
Huh.
And yeah, I just live out my days. Hopefully with an internet connection. Getting way too hopeful. So yeah, you can continue. I'll bring books. That's what I'll do. Fuck, I'll rob Barnes & Noble's blind, those motherfuckers. Zombies getting blood on my books. Fuck you. So yeah.
Alright. Who wants to go next?
Not me.
All right,
why not?
I guess it's me.
Alright.
Alright, so newscast right now, zombie apocalypse. First thing I do is probably shit myself. Then I'm going to have to follow what Fatty's advice there, get some kind of blunt object or really anything that within arm's reach to defend myself before I change my pants, obviously. And then go with my normal my actual realistic zombie plan, hop in my friend's truck, we'll go around, kick the shit out of some zombies, probably find some place to hold out every once in a
while.
Why
would you do that?
Because, why wouldn't I do that?
Why would you want...
The whole point of surviving is not even to deal with zombies unless you need to.
I don't plan on surviving. I just plan on having as much fun as possible.
You're an idiot, sir.
Yes, I am.
All right. Keep going.
And I'm actually pretty certain that my friend's zombie apocalypse plan is to go up to Canada, so I'll be seeing you there, Fatty.
I can kind of guess who this guy is. All right. Amy, you're next.
I would probably grab as many friends as I can. I know I'd probably go to my grandmother's, grab a shotgun there, because she has one.
Oh, snap.
Then kick some zombie ass until, you know, I find a gun shop. Probably steal all the guns, because I'm like that. Kick some zombie ass, and then go wherever we want to.
Nice.
Because there's probably no hope anyway. Let's be eliminate all zombies ever. So, yeah.
Alright. Me, what would I do? Newscast, right now. I'd finish the podcast.
You're a fucking idiot, sir. Because I'm leaving your ass now. No, I won't be going to Florida. It's warm and damp.
Yeah, I would definitely try to move up as possible, see if I could possibly get a flight. Since
a flight?
What if zombies?
You're funny. So you want to spend the time on an airplane when everyone's getting infected to land into an infected airport? Smooth move.
Infected airport? Good point.
What if someone
it sounds like dead air.
What if someone infected? Did you even think about that? Are you stupid? God damn it, Steve. You'll die. Sucks to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I'd probably...
Pretty much just get away from cities. Honestly. Yeah. Just get away from cities.
I'd have to fill up my car first, and then, I don't know. I'd have to drive north.
And zombies will eventually migrate. The zombies do communicate by moaning.
Yeah. All right.
I'm serious. A zombie can hear another zombie from about 2 miles away. So imagine if there's like a whole chain of command of zombies just going, murr, 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 and like literally across the country, the zombies are just calling each other to the last of the people. That shit's fucking real. It just got real, son.
Shit.
Yeah, man. I don't take zombies lightly. I know what to do.
Move all to right. The Caribbean.
Drink rum all day. Don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's actually a better plan. Because, yeah, the Caribbean, I mean, how is the virus going to get there? And even if it does, you know, there's not that many zombies to begin with. I mean, there's, like, no one there. So just move to the Caribbean. Go to, like, one of those huge-ass hotels that's surrounding the poverty. And just chill and just drink rum until it runs out and kill yourself.
Yep. All
right.
There's
no point in living without rum, right?
Only if there's Coke to go with it. But it'd probably be warm, because there'd be no electricity.
Yeah. All right.
I ran out of steam. Keep going.
Next topic. Aliens. Do they exist? Yes? No?
They do. Fucking stupid.
Yeah.
How could you say they don't? There wouldn't be an Area 51 if they didn't.
Really?
Really.
Really?
I'm serious.
Really?
Well, I mean, life formed on this planet, right? Who says that life couldn't form on another?
I mean, they found planets that are capable of supporting life. At least at our carbon-based life. Who knows what other kind of crazy-ass shit life you could support with aliens. I mean, aliens are alien for a reason. They can fucking be in space and shit. But then again, other aliens see us as aliens, so I don't know. Fuck it. You play Mass Effect. There's aliens.
I never played Mass Effect.
I never did either, but I still believe that there's aliens.
Yeah, come on. It's so unlikely that we're the only people in the infinite expanse of the universe. That's just fucked up.
You think we'll ever come in contact with them?
Not in my lifetime.
Oh yeah, yeah, Brad, what about you?
Oh, definitely there's aliens. There's dozers, whatever the fuck you want to call
them. And there's predators, too.
And there's predators.
Oh, God.
They do back surgery like a motherfucker.
We'll be fine as long as we have Arnold Schwarzenegger, though.
Everyone to California!
Let's get to California!
To the chopper!
To the chopper!
You kill my friends!
Come with me!
Who is your bastion? What does he do?
You idiot. I smoke lots of weed! It's good. I pump iron. It feels good. It's like an orgasm. He actually said that in an interview.
Yeah, I saw that.
Pumping iron is equivalent to an orgasm. And the female reporter just started fucking laughing at him. What the fuck? And he was like, what? He got so angry. Oh, just roid rage Arnold. Okay. It's quiet.
Yep.
Say, what a dumb question. What a bad topic. Are there aliens? Like, first of all, it's a yes or no question. And then it's... And then, yeah, it's like, what the fuck?
Well, I thought it'd be interesting.
It's a yes or no question, and it's like, prove it. Well, we can't, but it's like, it's kind of like, well, what the fuck? Disprove it, you know?
All right, next up. Alternate dimensions. Yes, no.
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, you could argue it, too. I mean, what says there are?
What says there aren't?
What leads you to believe there are alternate dimensions?
Futurama.
All right. Well, you guys are quiet?
Yeah.
Yep. Jesus. Sorry, I'm playing Puzzle Bobble at the moment.
Shut the fuck! Get off! You're the one who's like, hey, don't play games while we do podcasts. Because the whole Left 4 Dead thing, you fucking trolling me and shit. And it's like, I was hearing that too. I was hearing like these little glass things breaking. Like, what the fuck is that? Fuck you. I play Puzzle Bobble because my friend kicked my ass starting to practice. I'm butthurt. Fucking dick. Anyway. I don't know. For me, alternate universes, they exist simply because you got the first, second, third dimension. We are living in the third dimension. We are living through the fourth dimension. We can't control the fourth dimension yet. We don't have time travel. I tried taking a DeLorean 88 miles an hour. I just crashed and burned. But, I mean, nothing says there's not a fifth dimension, which is like essentially like split offs of time, and then I'm not 100% sure what the fifth dimension is. Actually, we got time. Yeah,
isn't the last one space though?
No. Well, the dimensions keep going. I mean, you got different choices in your action, and then fifth dimension is I think different choices in your timeline, which could branch off into different.
But that brings into like quantum physics and stuff like that.
But it's fine. It's fit. It's not indefinite though. The amount of actions, apparently. I don't know. I was reading it up. But in the sixth dimension, it's different lives. Like, literally, you have different beings. It's kind of like the movie The One Jet Li?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the sixth dimension thing, where you have different... Actually, no, because it would be like in this... Because the fact that it's different planets... No, yeah, it's the sixth dimension, yeah, because it's different dimensions that they travel to. So, yeah, okay.
No, it's not dimensions, though. It's universes. It's not planets. It's parallel universes.
It's not really. It's like, yeah, no, it's dimensions, dude.
It's Earth. Universes.
It's not different planets, motherfucker.
It's a parallel universe. I never said planets.
What the fuck? I don't care. Fuck this topic. Next topic.
But because like that's the thing.
No,
like
it's a headache, Steve, and I'm not getting into a headache.
Topic.
Next
God
topic.
It's 1:00. I still have a paper to write. Hurry up.
All right. If you could time travel to any era or like event, paradox free, where would you go to?
Well, there's a couple, but you guys go first.
Ladies first.
No, ladies
thank
first.
You.
Well, you have a dick.
No.
Too bad.
Oh, you sound disappointed, Fatty.
That was the point. God damn it. I said too bad. And you sound disappointed. Fucking idiot.
Oh, Steve, are you disappointed?
Well, what the... You're supposed to be going now.
Going where? I actually don't know where I'd go.
Going where?
I would go back to 1999.
Why?
Or before that. And just, like, play video games. And nostalgia.
You know, you could have said something like, oh, watch out, September 11, 2001, Mr. President. You could have said something so much cooler. I'm gonna go play video games.
Selfish? Jesus Christ.
And then maybe I could be, like... A medium
save the
or
world.
Something. Yeah, I would save the world. Okay.
How would you save the world?
Save the cheerleader.
I would write a letter to the president. Okay.
Write a letter.
I think he's gonna read your shit. I'm an asshole. Sorry. All right. Okay. What about you, Brad? Where would you go?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure. I have a really sappy thought of where I would go in the past. It's a personal relationship thingy, but other than that, I have really no clue where I would go or what I would do.
Fatty?
Pick one, Brad.
If I could pick one?
There's got to be something you want to do. Fucking, you could even steal an idea from Back to the Future. You want to go to the Wild Wild West and just chill? I don't know. Think, man.
If anything, I would want to go back in time and ride a dinosaur. I think that'd be pretty badass.
Assuming it doesn't eat your ass.
It could be like a brontosaurus.
Exactly.
That'd be so awesome. You just put a saddle on a velociraptor and just hold on for dear life.
Oh, God.
Shit. He's just running around with a velociraptor. That's pretty badass.
That'd be crazy.
All right, you, Steve.
Me? Fuck. You know what I'd want to do? I'd want to travel to 1968 and see that last Beatles concert. That's what I'd want to do. And bring a camera with me, too, so I can record for myself. Yes, that's what I'd do.
Huh. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. But I'm sure it was delicious.
It was quite delicious. You, Fatty?
All right, well, first of all, I would love to just go to, like, 1985, snort coke with Tony Montana, and play the Vectrex, which is a kick-ass little home console system. You can look it up. It's pretty awesome. Other than that...
Dude, Tony Montana doesn't exist, man.
Shut the fuck up, Steve. No paradox.
We're going for realism here, man.
Okay, realism, fine. Fuck Tony Montana. I'll just bring all my cash from now over there because, you know, the inflation will make me a fucking rich man.
You're going to have to check your money, though, dude, because...
Shut up.
Because, like, whoa, this penny's from 2009. How did you pull that off?
Are you done? Yeah.
No.
Continue.
No, you continue.
Alright, so, whatever.
And then?
I'll just go to clubs, snort coke, and bang bitches and get AIDS. That's what I'll do.
That's it?
No. So, I don't know, where else would I travel? I would love to meet, like, Michelangelo. He won't understand me, though. I'll just take a shit on his drawings. And just walk away. And what else? I don't know. Sure. I'm just chill. Like, I would love to meet Hitler. He'd be so angry. Hitler's a very angry man. This must have been part of his childhood.
You know, he used to do ballet.
That explains everything. Fucking Jews. So, I don't know. Time, man. There's so much you can do. I can meet our founding fathers and tell them, I should do that. I should go to George Washington and show him, like, I don't know, bring like a video or something, which would probably scare him and make him think I'm a witch or something. But I would show him what America will look like.
I will show him
the Jonas Brothers.
Oh God. He would, like, kill himself right on the spot.
He would pack up his shit and just walk away. He's like, we're fighting for this country. And then he'll, like, look at this and be like, holy shit. Obama! Yeah,
yeah. Now I've seen everything.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll do something, like, I'll just troll people. Like, I'll just, like... go to Hitler and be like, you're going to lose. Nine! And he just kills me. Throws me in a concentration camp. Lose weight. Or, I don't know, like, World War One was pretty lulzly. Or, you know what I'll do? I'll bring weapons. That's what I should do. I should bring weapons back into right when the Industrial Revolution was starting. Because, like that, I'll give the weapons to, like, Ford. Like, you know, the guy, so because he has a big factory. And what I'll do is, or a Colt, or one of the, or maybe I'll go to an old weapon manufacturer. I don't know. But I'll go to them, and I'll bring them, like, a machine gun, right? So then what they'll do is, obviously, they're going to backwards engineer it, like, reverse engineer it. And then imagine this. America just has fucking M16s back in the 1800s and just decimates the whole world. Therefore, we will control the world in 2009. Well, it's 2010. Fuck. But imagine that. I can single-handedly make America control the world by bringing weapons into the past. How cool would that be? It'd be so awesome. And then it'll be perfect, because then that means if we all control the world, then we'll have one government. And that way, when the aliens finally decide to come meet us, because I'm pretty sure the aliens would love to form an intergalactic alliance if we were all run by one government. Because who the fuck, what kind of fucking alien wants to deal with, like, all the countries, you know?
But what would that mean for you, then?
Who gives a shit? I'll go back to the future and see what happened.
But, you know, since, like...
Actually, no, I can do that. Because that would fuck up with the fifth dimension, right? Cause...
No, but it's paradox free. But that means it would fuck up that, too.
Yeah, no, because I would go back to this reality, not... Nope. The new reality I created.
Yeah.
Fuck! Fuck!
Well, you could go back to that future.
See the fruit of my creation! Or, you know what? Oh, shit, you know what I want to do? I want to see Tesla. I want to bring that motherfucker to the future. He could probably figure out shit. That motherfucker was crazy. He had a death ray and shit, you know? He was diabolical. That's the only time I can ever say diabolical. Like, what a weird adjective. Who the fuck says diabolical anymore? Jesus. So don't listen to me. You guys talk too. What the fuck?
What? It'd be crazy if you bring some, like, old school, like, technology, like, let's say TV or, like, cell phones, like,
I would
a couple,
get killed.
Like, 20 years ago.
You don't understand. I will get killed.
You would get killed?
Oh, wait. 20 years ago, maybe not. But if I brought, like, a TV...
Or, like, a computer. Sensor? Like, right now I bring, like, let's say my laptop. Give it to Bill Gates and see what he'll do with it. Like, our technology right now would be so advanced.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's crazy. I was like, guns, because, you know, fuck it.
Or, like, let's say cars or something. Like, I'll bring back,
cars.
Like, a car.
Well, I don't know, because, like, sure, cars, but they don't have the technology to build the cars because they don't have robots.
That's true.
They don't have the whole processing techniques and stuff to actually make them. So I don't know how that
would
work.
But if you show them the whole techniques.
Like, a gun is easy to build, you know. It's just springs and little pins and, you know, metal. But whatever.
Oh, that reminds me of this one comic I've seen. Like, a guy goes back in time, gives one, like... civilization Pokemon Red and the other one Pokemon Blue, and then they told Pokemon Red that Pokemon Blue is evil, so they start like a whole out war, and then he opens up a textbook, says the great Pokemon Wars, and then you see a troll face. The end.
And then you found $5.
Yes. And I wasted it on a foot long.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's see, anything else I got? Oh, if you could tell yourself anything, one thing in the past, like your former self, what would it be?
Oh, God. If you don't change your shit, you're going to grow up to be a fucking failure. You fat piece of shit. Jump on that treadmill. Stop eating that, you fuck. I would give myself boot camp every day.
No, you can only tell him one thing.
One thing?
One thing.
I'll hand him a hammer. You know what to do.
Why are we laughing at him?
Oh, you missed it, you dummy! Alright.
Dummy, because I had no idea what the fuck is going on. I'm just sitting here like...
Essentially, it was like, if you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, what would it be? And I had this thing where he said, no, only one thing. So what I said was, I'll hand myself a hammer and just say, you know what to do. Awesome. Alright, you guys.
I'm not doing it this time.
I would troll myself and be all like, watch Boku no Pico.
Oh, God.
And then I would hate myself.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You go, Jerry.
No, you.
No, you.
No, you.
You're the motherfucking host. You do it.
You're the fucking guest.
Yeah, what the fuck? I talk more than the host. Fuck the host.
Host. Fine, you're fired.
You're the motherfucking co-host. Fire me. Go. Do it. Shoo.
Shoo?
Yeah, shoo.
Shoo? Okay, then. You know what I'd do is, like, I'd quickly find out, like, I don't know, some kind of weird, like, gambling situation, and then give myself information like that, and then that way I'm rich. I don't know. I'll find out something. And then I said, okay, put all your money on this. Tell your parents. And, like, I'd convince them because I can and stuff. And then I'd be fucking rich. Yes, that's what I do.
All right.
Yeah.
I would tell myself not to waste so much money on video games, but I know even if that happened, I wouldn't listen to myself. So, really,
holy
nothing.
Holy shit. I would literally take my old N64 to myself and just hit me. I would make myself so afraid of video games that I have no other choice but to do sports. Jesus Christ. You know how much pussy I would be getting if all I did was stick to sports? Fuck the N64. Fuck it. It ruined me. The N64 ruined me. Fuck Mario Kart and fuck The Legend of Zelda. It just ruined my entire childhood for what I could have been. God damn it. Fuck the computer. Fuck Commander Keen. Fuck Jazz the Jackrabbit and all those kick-ass classic games. Motherfuckers.
Fuck Doom?
Dude, I didn't play Doom when I was little. Just because I didn't even know it existed.
For shame.
Oh, shit, I remember playing Duke Nukem for the first time.
Did you
say
Duke
Nukem?
Duke Nukem.
Duke Nukem. Duke.
Because I don't give a shit. I have a stuffy nose. Fuck off.
Alright.
Oh, watch the last thing I posted on the thread.
It's whatever. Pretty... Anyways, that, we're duns and stuff. On last.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Finally done.
We're finally done, yes. We got an hour done.
Yeah, because fucking all I do is talk.
Alright, so this is Bleach, man.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What?
You can't close.
I'm closing.
I know. I started this podcast.
Fuck this. I'm closing it.
No.
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 Batman, the Random Title Podcast with my co-host.
Ellie.
Man.
No, you're the co-host.
I want to be the co-host.
No, you're the co-host.
Okay, fine. Steve, you're the co-host.
You're a ho.
He would be the co-host.
So, with my co-host.
Ellie.
And my co-host.
You're a cigarette.
What?
He called you a fag.
What?
You don't get it.
No, I get it.
Over his head.
No, no, no. I get it. But I'm trying to figure out how I can just give cancer to Steve. And with cancer. Our guest.
Brad.
Okay, get the fuck out of here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
Doka, 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 doka.